Shalom to all. Today we're going to be school in Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah is being learned by Schol Sasser Bas Rachel. She should be zecher to find Ruziva Kogon Bikar of Mamish. And the Mishnah tells us Tibas Chol Shenafal Al Chaticha. We have a drop of milk that fell on a piece of meat that was in a pot. It was cooking. Does it become usher or not? So it depends. We've had this in previous prakim. It's the same general concept. Im Yesh Ba Benoisin Tam Ba Oisa Chaticha Usher. If the amount of milk that fell onto the meat is Benoisin Tam, it could impart its flavor. It's enough that you will be able to taste the milk inside this meat in that piece, so then it's usur. Now let's say Niyaras HaGedera, he stirred the pot, which means that before the milk was really able to get absorbed into that piece of meat that it fell onto, he stirred the pot, and so now the milk was mixed into the entire pot, not just into one piece of meat. So usur. If it's enough, they can impart flavor to the entire pot, so then it's usur. If not, then not. Now moving on to something different. HaKachal, what about the udder of the animal? Now the udder is interesting because it's actually a piece of meat, however, it has milk in it. That's where the milk of the cow comes from the udder. So how does one eat it? It seems like it's milk and meat together if he'd be cooking it. So here the Mishnah tells us, he tears it, which means he cuts it, shsiva erev, crisscross, and he takes out the milk. The way he does that is by squeezing it, and that pulls out a lot of the milk, and then he could cook it no problem. If there is some milk left inside, it's not considered basar b'chol, if it's not a problem. Now, if he didn't tear it, and he cooked it, he's not over cooking meat and milk, and actually, not only is he not over, but he's allowed to do this, and he could eat it. Not something similar, just not with basar b'cholav, halev, the heart of the animal, if he'd like to eat it, kairu maitzis damai, he has to tear it open, again, which means cut it in a crisscross fashion and squeeze out the blood. And over here also, like Roy, if he didn't end up tearing it, he's not oiver. However, with the heart, it's different. If he didn't tear it after he cooked it, so then he will be oiver if he eats it. Now going back to basar b'chalav, hamala so'ifim ha'gvin al shulchan, if a person did bring chicken and cheese on the same table, and remember, if is not specifically chicken, it just means any sort of bird meat. So he had fowl, bird, brought with cheese on the same table, eino oiver b'leisase, he's not oiver loisase. Even though lechatchil he's not allowed to, he's still not oiver anything. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, we have more details. Besar behema tahira, b'chalev behema tahira, meat from a kosher animal with milk of a kosher animal, such as cow milk. Asr levashel, it's asr to cook them together. Vasr ba'na, and it's asr to benefit from them if they were cooked together. Now besar behema tahira, b'chalev behema tameya, meat from a kosher animal with milk of a non-kosher animal, or besar behema tameya, b'chalev behema tahira, meat from a non-kosher animal with milk from a kosher animal. Mutar levashel u'mutar ba'na. It's mutter to cook together and it's mutter to benefit from. Let's say he wants to sell it to a non-Jew, he's allowed to do that, no problem. Or let's say he's a chef and he's making some sort of meat and milk dish, he could get paid for that. It's not a problem because it's not kosher. The isser is only with kosher meat and kosher milk. Now we're gonna have a machlokes. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva says, Chaya va'if eino min ha'Torah. The isser of basar b'chalav with chaya, which as we know is a non-domesticated animal, a wild animal, such as a deer, or oif, which is bird, fowl, such as chicken or duck or goose or something like that. That isser is not midai raisa. And how do we know this? Because the pasuk says, don't cook a goat in its mother's milk. Shalish pa'amim, it says this three times. That's excluding chaya, oif, and non-kosher animal. Now Rabbi Yosef Glili Amr, he says that no. Nemar, the pasuk says, don't eat nevela, which means don't eat an animal which wasn't shechted properly. V'nemar, and also says, don't cook a goat in its mother's milk. And what do we learn from here? Esra asr mishum nevela, asr levasha b'chalav. That which is asr because of nevela is asr to cook in milk. And we know that a chaya, wild animal, non-domesticated animal, is asr cousin vela. If you have a deer, you have to shecht it before eating it, and therefore it's asr to cook that meat in milk. However, if regarding a bird, sh'asr mishum nevela, that is asr cousin vela. You have to shecht the bird properly before eating it. Yachol yehi asr vasha b'chalav. You might think that there's an isr de'oiraisa to cook it in milk. Tamal loymer b'chalev imai. That's what we learned from the pasuk that tells us in its mother's milk. Yatsa oif, that excludes birds, she'ein lechalev im. There's no mother's milk. Birds don't produce milk, and therefore there's no isr de'oiraisa to cook bird meat in milk. However, there is an isur d'oraisa to cook chaya meat, wild animal or non-domesticated animal meat and milk, and that's where Rabbi Yosef Glili argues with Rabbi Kiva. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav, discussing other kashrus-related things. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.